Simon & Schuster Audio presents New Ways to Kill Your Mother, Writers and Their Families by Colm Tobin. Read by J.R. Doyle with the opening essay read by the author.
In November 1894, Henry James set down in his notebooks a sketch for the novel that became The Wings of the Dove, which was published 8 years later. He wrote about a possible heroine who was dying but in love with life. She is equally pathetic in her doom and in her horror of it. If she only could live just a little more, just a little longer. In his outline, James also had in his mind a young man who wishes he could make her taste of happiness, give her something that it breaks her heart to go without having known. That something can only be, of course, the chance to love and be loved. James also noted as a possibility the position of another woman to whom the man was otherwise attached and committed. It appears inevitably, or necessarily preliminary, that his encounter with the tragic girl shall be through the other woman. He also saw the reason why the young man and the woman to whom he was committed could not marry. They are obliged to wait. He has no income, and she no fortune, or there is some insurmountable opposition on the part of her father. Her father, her family, have reasons for disliking the young man. This idea, then, of the dying young...